One of the perks of working in the tech industry is the abundance of opportunities. I had a chat with Linda Bankole, a Scrum Master at PNC Bank, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we talked about what it means to be a Scrum Master, how she got into the position, and everything that the job requires. I am more than convinced that listening to this podcast will push you to seek out your own unique roles in tech, because there is something for everyone, regardless of your background. Welcome to Tech Talk with Blossom. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola, and on here we talk about everything about the software engineering career, sometimes even bringing you lived experiences of other software engineers to help you make better decisions about your career as a software engineer. And if you are planning to get into tech, then just to give you an insider view of what it currently is like. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you sit back and enjoy. How would you explain your job to a five-year-old?
Wow, that's a good question. How do I describe being a Scrum Master to a five-year-old? Well, the best way I can describe being a Scrum Master would be, a Scrum Master is someone who guides a technical team in their project life cycle. So for instance, I'm there to help guide the team, help lead them as far as delivering their projects on a timely fashion. I mean, that's the best way I can describe it to a five-year-old. Of course, hopefully, nowadays, five-year-old, they know what software development is.
Hopefully. How is being a Scrum Master any different from an Agile coach, or is he Agile Master now? Since they are both like project management paradigms, so what's like the difference between both titles and job description?
Yes. So for instance, an Agile coach, right? The name coach already says they're coaching as far as agile principles, agile methodology, right? Okay. So an agile coach is more about to the organization, right? The coach is there to coach the organization as far as following agile. So the agile coach is not for one team or two teams, it's for the organization.
I see.
The agile coach comes in to coach, hey, you know, organization number one, you want to implement Agile because you would like to, you know, deliver your project.
Yeah.
Now, a Scrum Master is more of, I'm there to help the team. Typically, within organizations, Scrum Masters have more than one team, right? On average, could be two or three teams, depending.
Okay.
So a Scrum Master is there for the actual teams that they serve. So yes, as a Scrum Master, I'm there to implement Agile. I'm there to make sure that my team is able to use those agile principles so they're able to follow the software development lifecycle.
Did you always want to be a Scrum Master?
Oh, no. So originally my plans, you know, as you grow up, you have different plans, different careers.
Yeah.
But my main one, it might be funny to you, but my main thing was to be a lawyer. I like to be a lawyer. I want to go there and defend. I want to go and talk. I want to go on the defense and say, no, my client is not guilty, right? That was my trajectory in life. I want to be a lawyer. I wanted to be a corporate business lawyer, right? I wanted to be that growing up, even when I was in school. Now, things happen in life, right? Life is unexplainable. So what happened was I was studying pre-law, and then I changed to business, right? So I changed to business. And one thing is I grew up in business. My mom has always had her own business. So business is more natural for me. It's innate, right? So
yeah.
I changed from pre-law, went to business. I still had the notion of, okay, after business, I will still go to law school for business law, corporate law.
Yeah.
But actually, some things happened along the way. Didn't go that route of being a lawyer, but I still ended up in the field of some type of business management, right? Business management, sales, marketing, that field.
Yeah.
So eventually, you know, I was aware of Scrum Master from my friend who happens to be a Scrum Master. And just learning from her, I'm like, wow, this is still business. It's non-technical.
Mm.
But I'm still able to apply my skills as far as business management, right? So that's how you can see over the years, my life changed from, from pre-law to business. And I'm still in business, right? I work with a bank. It's called PNC Bank. I work with the business technology innovations. So we'll call it BTI, business technology innovation. So I'm still in that business management. I'm not coding, but I'm there to, manage the team as far as the business values.
Well, that's a journey, but I can see element of transferable skills between all of these things. I feel like as someone who likes law and you always have a way to present your idea and talk to people, managing a project is also like trying to push what you want for a project, like trying to push the judge to like agree with your defenses. And now as a scrum master, you're still having to push your ideas, manage the team. I feel like they are all transferable skills there. Would you agree?
Of course, yeah. So, yes, the skills are very transferable. They're relatable as well. So even though I'm not before the judge, I'm not presenting a case, but in fact, I'm still presenting a case to not only my team, but to stakeholders, right? So as a scrum master, apart from helping my team, remember, we're also there to work with the stakeholder, with the customer. So when we have our review, we're reviewing, hey, our team were able to deliver this code. And we have to present this to the stakeholders. We still have to present, hey, this is what we have. Do you think it's, correct? Is the coding functional? Is it bringing business value? So it's definitely transferable. These skills are able to translate into either law, into business, technology. So they all work hand in hand.
So we've kind of like seen that you didn't need any technical background really for your Scrum Master position, but did you need to get certifications for the Scrum Master position?
Yes. So most organizations, actually almost all of them, would say, you might see this when you're looking through their job description, certified Scrum Master certification preferable, right? Or you might see advanced CSM. So those certifications, yes, it's great to have. It's great to have it, and it is good to have because at least you know that you went through training. You went through the classes and you were able to get certified, and that you have knowledge in becoming a certified Scrum Master. So, yes, the CSM, which is called Certified Scrum Master, is a certification that is well needed to be a certified Scrum Master.
So what do you love most about being a Scrum Master?
That's a great question. So, no day is the same, to be honest, right? Even though we have these routines, we have these ceremonies, so no day is the same. So, I would say with teams, so just to give you a background. So, I have two teams. It was three teams initially, but my one team, we finished the project completely. So, I'm down to two again. So I had a team, my one team that we just finished was, I can say, a bit chaotic, right? There was chaos. And one thing, even though we have so much chaos, is one thing I like being a scrum master is developing the soft skills. And what do I mean by soft skills? I mean your personal skills. Are you able to talk to your team? Are you able to listen to your team? Are you able to identify the pain points, what's affecting your team? Another thing is in my organization, the funniest thing is we do not use cameras, right? You don't have to use cameras. And I have two teams, and to be honest, I still haven't met any of them face to face because we're remote. Then in addition to that, we don't use videos, so I don't know how many of them look like. But I know their voices, right? So even if someone just pops in there, hey, I need this, I already know, oh, that's John that's talking to me. Oh, that's so and so that's talking to me. So one thing is if you have those personal skills that you're able to relate to your team, you're able to identify where they're lacking in. Or if you're able to understand that, hey, you talk to stakeholders and you say, you know what? I know you want this project within 3 months, but to be ideal, my team, they're not able to complete this within 3 months because of these reasons. So if you're able to apply those personal relatable skills, I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
So what's one thing that you think you would change about your job, if there is any?
About my job. You know,
About being a
this
scrum
question could be
master.
different. Scrum master. This question could be a little bit tricky. And the reason why I say that, because every organization is different. They operate differently, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I have three friends who are scrum masters in different organizations. And when I hear their issue is different from my own, right? So what can I change as a scrum master? Maybe particularly for my industry, my organization, it could be, I guess, the weight or the responsibility on Scrum Master. And what I
Okay.
mean by that is because most of our product owners are not really engaged. Most of our product owners are not really knowledgeable in their product owner role. So
Okay.
what that means is that in my organization, us Scrum Masters are doing the work of the product owner. And what I mean by that is, like, there's some times that we have to go to like portfolio review to call out the high level issues.
Yeah.
These are things that I believe a product owner should be talking about. But because in my organization, many product owners are not really they're not really doing well in their position, so it now falls down to the scrum master. So I think that's one area I would change as far as my organization would just be, if we have more product owners engaged,
Yeah.
that would help us as scrum masters, because we're not doing the work of a product owner alongside being a scrum master.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does actually. And you already mentioned that being a scrum master is a non-technical role, but I still would like to ask, because the way the tech industry works is they ask for non-technical roles and still require that you have a little bit of knowledge about JavaScript. So I want to ask if that's the case for you, if being a scrum master, if when you wanted to become a scrum master, if they required at least a little bit of some technical knowledge, or they were like, fine, you don't need any at all.
Oh no. So when I was doing interviews, I've done many interviews, by the way.
Yeah.
When I was doing interviews for Scrum Master, they never asked me, "Hey, do you know Python? Do you know SQL? Do you know Power Exchange?" No, they
Okay.
never asked me that.
Okay.
Now, of course, if you happen to come from that background, that's fine. That means you
Yeah.
know the insides of a developer and of a Scrum Master. But as far as me becoming a Scrum Master, they never asked me, "Hey, do you know about these coding applications? Do you know about, no, never did that happen to me."
Yeah.
Again, if you feel like you are a developer and you'd like to transfer over, that's fine. I mean, who wouldn't want to have a Scrum Master who has the knowledge of a
I know,
technical
right?
developer?
Yes, like the icing on the top. So, since you don't need any coding knowledge, whatever, what are the technical tools or some of the things that a Scrum Master do need to know?
So I know a popular one, you've probably heard of this, is called Jira.
Yeah.
Jira is a project
Yeah.
management tool.
Yeah.
That's what we utilize in my organizations. Now,
Cool.
apart from Jira, there's some other ones too. There's they call it Rally. That's another option. Another option is called Azure DevOps. That's another option. So I'll tell you a quick story. In my organization, in my department, we use Jira.
Okay.
Now, the other department, they actually use Azure DevOps.
Oh, wow.
So when I was training, I was training to become a Scrum Master. So the person who was training me, he trained me under Azure DevOps. So he trained me under Azure DevOps, but then by the time I got my job, it was Jira. They look similar, right? They're very
Yeah.
similar in the looks. So me practicing in Azure DevOps at least prepared me for Jira.
Okay.
So we use Jira. Now, apart from Jira, another thing that we use is within that same application. It's called Confluence. So
Confluence.
Jira is the one that you see your teams work, right? You see them in the swim lanes. It'll say
Yeah.
in progress, in
Yeah.
to do, or done.
Yeah.
Now, Confluence is actually, think of Word document, right? Microsoft Word document, but it's just the Confluence is like that version for Jira. So let's say you like to write maybe meeting notes. You like to write maybe a page or just something, right? You can go to Confluence within that Jira project management tool. Another tool that we use, remember I'm remote. So being that we're remote, we're by ourselves. So I use another tool. It's called, they have many tools, by the way. It's called Whiteboard, right? It's like Envision. They call it Envision. It's another one called Miro, I believe. It's different ones, by the way. So this Whiteboard app is good because being that we are remote, you still want to engage your team. How do you engage your team? So we're not all in one place, but this whiteboard allows everyone to come to the whiteboard. They pick up a sticky note. They could place it and write their notes or whatever they want to write down in this whiteboard. So that's another tool that we use. Another tool that we use, of course, we use PowerPoints. Why do we use PowerPoints? As a scrum master, depending on your organization, you may have some meetings. Like I mentioned earlier, we have portfolio review. So for me, I have every month, I have a portfolio review with two different departments. So I work with enterprise and I work with the human resources group. So I have portfolio reviews. So I want to present my PowerPoint slides. So that's where I'm able to say, okay, this is the update. This team has been working on this. We have been officially delivering at this percentage. We've been completing story points at this level, or this is our burn down chart. So that's what we do to showcase. But there's many other tools as well, but those are the main ones that we're utilizing as a scrum master, with our team.
Sounds nice. Sounds nice. What are things that I would say a phrase or a word that you live by in your career? I think to put it into perspective, for me, it's always like softwares are made for people. So definitely prioritize your software, your people skills over my technical skills. So, what is something you live by in your career?
Wow, that's a good one. Actually, I'm gonna have to think about this one. That's a good one. What do I live by? What do I live by? One thing I do, I would say is, before I start every day, right, I pray to God, number one, just to give me the energy, just to go there boldly. I do that, right? I pray every day because you never know what the day can bring. But and apart from that, I just come there with a refreshed mind. I don't have a word or phrase for you, but I would say I just come in there with a refreshed mind, right? I think that's the best thing I could do. Just come there with a refreshed mind because I don't know what to expect. And yes, as Scrum Masters, we're planning. That's what we do. We plan, we plan, we plan. But again, sometimes you may not even feel, you might feel tired, you might feel exhausted, you might feel, oh, I don't feel like doing this again. But I just have to come there with a refreshed mind. Sorry, I don't have a word or phrase for you, but I would just say just having a refreshed mind, it does it for me every day.
Oh, that's actually something to live by. Just coming in with refreshed energy. I think many times people are always burnt out and always coming in sad to work, or you can, because I also work remotely, but you can kind of like hear the drained bad energy over the internet, and it's probably because they're not coming in to work with a fresh mind. And that might be something I also think about, like every day is a new day, just breathe it in. This has been
That's
wonderful.
it.
Thank you
That's
so
it. That's
much.
it. That's it. That's it. And that's the best thing you can do. Like, even though, again, we work with the and we're remote, everyone's by themselves. And those who are coding, and you might attest to this, those who are developers, they typically tend to, they love developing, right? They may not have that much extrovert personality. It might be more introverts, right? Might be more introverts, more quiet, more I want to stay to myself. So as a scrum master, the thing is, I just have to have the ability to read the room, right? Not everyone's gonna talk as much. They won't. It's the truth. It's the truth. Sometimes I come with a little game. I might say something very funny, like, was it April Fool's? We had April Fool's a few months ago. But I came in, I made a joke with them. I said, hey, did everyone get my email? I said, I canceled the meeting. And they say, really? You canceled the meeting? I said, ha ha, April Fool's. No, I didn't. And they all started laughing, right? So sometimes just a little thing just to keep them going could just, I mean, Not every day, doesn't have to be every day, but you just find moments just to, you know, give them a little bit of this and that. And just they know that they can, you know, count on you. That's one thing. They can count on you. Even when it comes down to the wire, I work in a bank, so you can imagine banks are very hectic. Banks are very, woo, it's fast paced. So you have to deal with the fast pace, and you have to just deal with, because with banks, there's many legalities to it, right? So even though in Scrum Agile, they say you do things cut down, but in technical terms, when it comes to the bank, there's some rules that they cannot let go because it's a bank. There's legal fees, there's legal this, there's FCC auditing. So there's some things that we can't really bend as much, but you just learn how to adapt. Remember, that's a Scrum term. You adapt, you inspect, you'd be okay as a Scrum Master.
Thank you so much for doing this call with me. I really learned a lot. I learned so much, and I can't wait to share it with everyone.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I feel so blessed and honored to be on your podcast.
Thank you for hanging out with Linda Bankole and I finally know the difference between being an agile coach and a scrum master in terms of roles and job description. I hope you learned something new, pondered on something new, or something made this whole thing worth your time. And if it did, I'll be glad to hear from you. I am on every social media platforms as Blossom Babalola, and you can also catch Linda on LinkedIn as Linda Bankole. Till my next episode, keep building, keep having fun. Bye.